rumble. You sit in a rumble on a rig now, you rumble up and down like this. And you used to have a bad little bench. Had an old bench with legs. You lay your clothes on that and had a paddle and sit and beat them. Hard done, but that's the way we did.
I see. What did you call that? A mallet?
Paddling bench.
Paddling bench.
I mean, a paddle bench, all right.
Uh-huh. I see.
I don't know. That's the way we had to do it then. I don't see no sense in it, but that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we beat a lot of dirty water out of them, all right.
I suppose. Was this lye soap bad for your skin or not?
Well, it didn't do your skin much good.
Uh-huh.
Some people's hands couldn't take it, but some of them don't hide.
Mm-hmm. How would you get the soap out with the clothes?
We had gourds. Great big old gourds. Great big fellas. You'd cut out a door here, reach in there and get the soap.
I see. You'd get them out of the pot, and then where would you put them?
Put them in that tub. And wash them through that water, and then rinse them, and hang them up.
I see. You had to learn that, whether you wanted to or not.
But I didn't mind it. I loved to do it. I'd help the old nigger do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to help him.
How would you iron? Did you do any ironing?
Yes, sir. Had iron, had to heat them by the fire. Make them a fire hot as it was. You had to make a fire and set them up. You've seen these old sat irons, I reckon.
I've seen only pictures of them.
Set them up to the fire and they get hot, and then you have them. Now, we didn't have iron boards then, you know. We'd spread a quilt on the old quilt we wasn't going to use. We'd spread it on a table in the kitchen and put a sheet over that and iron on that. Now they got ironing boards, you know, and things so much nicer, but that's the way we had to do it then.
How would you clean the house?
We had straw brooms, we called them. Didn't have bog brooms. Go out in the field and cut this straw. It's just broom straw, that's what it is. Cut it down to the bottom and have a lot of fuzz and stuff at the top of the brooms. And we'd take a fall, clean all that off smooth and clean. And tie them tight with splits. Wrap them tight from leave off about that much, and sweep with. And tie the handles together and wrap them with splits or thread, whichever you had. And tighten hard and sweep with that.
I see.
It's sweep pretty good.
Good, uh-huh.
You could reach under your bed so good.
What did you use on the table? Doing the dishes, what would be on the table in the dining room?
The oil cloth. Get pretty colored oil cloth.
Uh-huh.
Sunday we'd have a linen. Every day we use oil cloth.
Nice.
Swipe it off when you get through.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dishes and things would you eat with? For example, do you remember anything like a case knife?
We had knives. We called them case knives. Then we had butcher knives.
Oh, I see.
Butcher knives to cut meat and stuff like this. And the others just plain knives.
A case knife is just a plain knife?
Plain case knife and a fork.
I see.
You get a knife and a fork and a spoon.
Mm-hmm. How would you sharpen the butcher knife?
I would take to the grindstone.
I see.
Had a grindstone. Turn it, hold it on that, maybe grind the axes and everything on that.
Would the men have anything in the field to sharpen their scythes?
No, they'd have to come there and sharpen all that grind.
All the grinds.
And a great big one. Some of us would turn while the other would have it on there.
You mentioned that you'd meet your beau in the parlor. Where would you become acquainted with?
We'd meet at parties.